AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A Baltimore judge has rejected defense efforts to get the charges dropped against six police officers indicted in the custody death of Freddie Gray. AP's David Dishnow was at today's pretrial hearing.
A motion to dismiss charges was denied. A motion to throw State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby off the case was denied. There's an upcoming motion to try the officers separately rather than together.
Gray's death touched off days of protests and rioting in Baltimore, leading the mayor to declare a curfew and to call in the National Guard. Law enforcement officials have broadened the hunt for three suspects in the fatal shooting of a popular veteran police officer in a small northern Illinois community after a house-to-house search turned up nothing.
Number one, to continue looking for these individuals, and number two, follow up on any leads that come in of suspicious people and forward leads to the Major Crime Task Force.
Lake County Detective Chris Covelli. 34 senators now back the Iran nuclear deal, enough votes to uphold a promised veto by President Obama. Secretary of State John Kerry continues the administration's defense of the pact. The AP's Mark Smith has more.
In a summing up delivered in Philadelphia, Kerry insisted the deal closes off Iran's routes to a nuclear weapon with safeguards tough enough to ensure Tehran's not cheating. By contrast, he says foes who'd torpedo the deal would swap Iran's global isolation for America's.
The world will hold accountable the people who broke with the consensus, turned their backs on our negotiating partners, and ignored the counsel of top scientists and military leaders. The world will blame the United States.
And Kerry says it's hard to conceive a quicker or more destructive blow to U.S. credibility. Mark Smith, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 195. The Nasdaq has gained 61. This is AP Radio News. It's still the tallest mountain in North America, but Denali is a bit shorter now.
Just days after the Obama administration dropped the name Mount McKinley in favor of the Alaska native name Denali, the U.S. Geological Survey has announced that the mountain is actually 10 feet shorter than we thought it was. How did this happen? Officials say in June, climbers began to gather new data with technology that didn't exist when the experts measured the mountain in 1953. So Denali is officially 20,310 feet high, still the highest mountain in North America, just a little shorter than before. I'm Rita Foley.
A Maryland appeals court says a lesbian woman has no visitation or custody rights of a child whom her former partner gave birth to before they married. Court of Special Appeals upholding a lower court ruling that Michelle Conover does not have parental standing in the case. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.